And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Beautiful vow for two hearts to take and treasure through the years. It was taken from the pages of our Lord's holy word, and too many times it ends with bitter tears. There's no vow that's so sacred, there's no vow that means so much when you say it and you mean it with your heart. Just remember it was said in the presence of God. Love and cherish one another until death do us part. Hearts are broken every day by divorces and the teardrops, grief and shame. Little children, they must suffer for a wrong they did not do. They still want their mom and daddy, they don't care just who's to blame. There's no vow that's so sacred, there's no vow that means so much when you say it and you mean it with your heart. Just remember it was said in the presence of God. Love and cherish one another until death do us part.
Yeah, that's a good song, Till Death Do Us Part. That's sung for you by Paul Williams and Doyle Lawson on a CD entitled Lawson and Williams Chapter 3. That song, Till Death Do Us Part. God intended one man, one woman for one lifetime. I'm so thankful that as of August 9th, my wife and I will celebrate 43 years of happy marriage. We dated for 2 years, so we've been knowing each other for even longer than that, but 43 years of marriage, and never lived together, not married. So when folks say we've been together for this many years, but we've been married this many years, makes me wonder, well, were you living together those years, or what was going on? So I'll just tell you, we dated 2 years, been married for 43 as of August 9th. Well, I want to thank you for being along with us and sincerely hope the program today and every time you listen is a blessing to you. I'd love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. I want to say thank you to all of you that have purchased the book, A Mama's Dream. It is a true story written by my wife, Diane, and it deals with the struggles that we went through being childless and her disappointments, being a pastor's wife, being getting angry sometimes and upset. And then after being married for 22 years, God gave us our daughter, which was a mama's dream. And now we have a wonderful grandson, and we are just blessed beyond measure. And the book deals with that. Your struggles and ours may be totally different, but the answer is still the same. Trust in the Lord. It was Job that said, though he slay me, yet I'll trust in him. And I've always found him to be faithful in all things. Well, I do, if you'd like to have one, they're $10, and that does include the postage, and send that to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Make sure we can read the address where you want the book mailed to, and we'll be happy to send it out first-class mail. Also, if you feel led of the Lord to help with the finances of this ministry, you do what the Lord leads you to do, you'll be blessed and others will be blessed. But I do want to encourage you to support your local Christian radio station, because without those Christian radio stations, this program would not be able to be aired, or the other gospel programs that you hear. So I encourage you to support your local Christian radio station. If it's not local, well, for instance, we're on the King of Kings network, and they are scattered around a lot of places, and I encourage you to support their ministry and support them financially. The other stations also, that one just came to mind. All right, folk, let me encourage you to be found faithful to God's house and a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. Be found faithful to the house of God. Study the Word of God and live by it. We've been reading in the book of the Revelation now for a good while, and today we're going to only share four verses. Revelation 20, began reading in verse 7, go down through verse 10. And many, many folk feel like Revelation is not prevalent, that it's a figment of the imagination, more or less. It's a figurative time. God wrote it. It's under the inspiration of God. It was written. He put it in his book, the Word of God, the Bible, and I believe every word in the book. So let's read, I'm just, like I said, four verses, Revelation 20, verse 7, 8, 9, and 10, and you just listen to the reading of the Word of God. Follow along with us if you possibly can as Alexander Scobie reads from the King James Version of the Bible.
And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Tired and weary and battle scarred, temptation takes me way too far, but I hear the voice of my Father calling me. I was born into a world of sin. I had no hope, no peace within, but in God's word it tells his children what to do. Repent, come clean, with open arms he's waiting. If you'll trust in him, he's just a prayer away. Be saved today. Jesus was beaten and bruised and nailed on a cross. God sent his only son for the lost. Just imagine how it would have been for you and me. Oh, what a price he paid for sin. No greater love has ever been. And when you call upon his name, you shall be saved. Now the Holy Spirit is my best friend. Such a change when he entered in, and I'm certainly not the same one I used to be. His blood has been applied to my soul. Jesus came and he made me whole, and his precious spirit tells me what to do. Repent, come clean, with open arms he's waiting. If you'll trust in him, he's just a prayer away. Be saved today. If you'll trust in him, be saved today. Trust in him, be saved today.
They're from Robbinsville, North Carolina, Walking by Faith, the title of the song, Repent. written by one of the members of the group, Ron Jones, along with Jeff Talbert of the Primitive Quartet. Good song, Repent. Coming up, we've got Nathan and Tanya Horton, and this young couple, well, he was raised around Sparta, Tennessee area, and she was raised in Candler, North Carolina. They got married, lived in Sparta for a number of years. Now they moved back home to Buncombe County, where she was raised, where we live. And I love this young couple. They bless my heart every time I get to see them, whether it's in church or out of church. No other fountain. Listen as Tanya sings for us.
I will draw my strength from Jesus as I lay upon his breast, and I will take my comfort from him, and I will find in him sweet rest. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than in the no blessing I will be denied. Some morning in that yonder city, I will awake to sleep no more. In God's presence, live forever. Oh, sin and pain will all be your. For there is no other fountain where I can be more satisfied than blessing I will be denied. No blessing I will be denied.
Well, I call it angel music. What a voice. Tanya's a beautiful young lady with a beautiful voice. Older tune, but it's a good one. No Other Fountain. Betty Jean Robinson wrote that song some years ago, and it's blessed folk for a number of years now. Well, I'm going to take a little short break, and following the break, we'll come back in and have you some more great gospel music. It's your hope you'll stay around, because we'll be back right after this.